With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council heard a proposal that would allow off-highway vehicles to drive through downtown Liverpool. At the July Council meeting, members of the Queens County ATV Association and the Queens Rails to Trails Association came together to present the idea of allowing OHVs to travel along Highway 3 down Bristol Avenue across the bridge where they would turn onto Henry Hensey Drive, crossing Main Street and continuing up Brunswick until vehicles connected with the Trestle Trail. The idea is possible because of a recently passed piece of provincial legislation called the Road Trails Act. That's intended to allow OHVs to cross short stretches of road to move from one off-road trail to another. The act is not yet law, but president of the Queens County ATV Association, David White, says the groups wanted to present the plan to council so they could hear and address any concerns before it comes into effect.
This is an early step process because that's still not actually enacted, but we're trying to get all of our ducks in a row so when it hits the ground, we're one of the people out front.
The new act says all riders are required to have a valid driver's license, insurance, registration, and a license plate, and vehicles may not go faster than 25 kilometers an hour. Councillor David Brown was concerned about OHVs traveling along Bristol Avenue, where they would have to move in traffic along with other vehicles.
I see in other places that it's been a real financial boon to people, but it almost seems to me like going across Bristol instead of going across the Trestle Trail, finance is trumping safety. You know, to me, it looks like using the Trestle Trail, cutting off by the Irving and not going across Bristol would be much safer for pedestrian traffic, for bicycles, for people driving, for the people on the ATVs. But we're trying to force them through the town just because it's finance. And I have a little problem with that.
White acknowledged the vehicles could travel along the Trestle Trail and avoid downtown Liverpool, but the idea is to bring riders closer to local businesses. He says while there are financial motives, safety must always come first.
As for Bristol, is economic trumping safety, we would never see safety compromised. So safety is at the foremost of what we want.
White noted that locals are aware traffic often slows on Bristol Avenue due to bicycles, public works, and other reasons, and OHVs would be no more inconvenient for drivers. Council decided to work with the two groups to further explore the potential plan and may look to forming a working committee in the future. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.